John Williams is known for his powerful and celebratory compositions, like his scores for Star Wars, E.T., Schindler's List, to name just a few. And composer Michael Torkey might have taken some cues from John Williams as he wrote one of his own triumphant works. That piece is Javelin, and it was one of the compositions included in the 1996 Olympic Games, performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra at the opening ceremony. And as Michael explained in an interview with me, Javelin was multi-purposed.
Sometime in 1994, the Atlanta Symphony approached me, and they began by saying that it was their 50th anniversary and wanted a piece to celebrate that. Then they said, oh, and by the way, we have this tie-in with ACOG, the Atlanta Committee for the Olympic Games. So if your composition had something to do thematically with the Olympics, that would make a lot of people happy. So the premiere of Javelin happened September of 1994, almost 2 years before the Games came to Atlanta.
And then it was recorded with the ASO and then performed again at the opening ceremony.
I think it was John Williams who did a second recording with the Boston Pops for Sony Classical, and he was involved with presenting the music at the Games. And there was some television, I think there was a PBS special that featured him and used Javelin and also scenes of Javelin throwers around that time.
Yeah, he wrote Summon the Heroes.
That's right.
I think
that's exactly right.
And in fact, Michael, you've described Javelin as your most John Williams-like piece. How so?
Oh, I didn't know I said that. I have another piece called Jasper that I consider the John Williams piece. I'm a big fan of his compositional approach to music. He actually, believe it or not, is a kind of a seven-tone composer, meaning that he does what 12-tone composers do with the major scale. If you think of the NBC theme, dum bum 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 bum, which we all know,
yes,
he uses each note of the major scale exactly once with the tonic twice, which is the way that 12-tone composers think about arranging, but with very wildly different results, modernist, indecipherable results. And that was a big influence on me in thinking about how to organize my pitches. I think, though, that the showpiece aspect and the populism that's maybe in the music of the score of Javelin is influenced by John Williams, yes.
Let's talk about synesthesia. In your case, sound suggesting visual color. That's been prominent in some of your works. Was it the visual aspect of the Javelin that helped this music take form in your mind?
I think so, yeah. In the case of the synesthetic pieces, I have a piece called Bright Blue Music, another piece called Ecstatic Orange. There, it's an involuntary sensation of hearing certain keys or pitches and experiencing color in my mind. And so I wrote pieces that never modulated and celebrated those colors. In the case of Javelin, I had a picture in my head of a spear being thrown through the air, and you can hear sometimes phrases where the music lifts up, it suspends, and then it comes down again.
Yes, very, very much a soaring sensation that's
yes,
conveyed through the music. Were you familiar with the Atlanta Symphony before you wrote the piece?
I can't remember the order of the events, but the artistic administrator was a man named Wells Kaufman, and he later went on to the New York Philharmonic to work around the time when I worked with the New York Philharmonic. Now he's with the Ravinia Festival.
Yeah.
He was the one who invited me to write this piece. But I remember that he said that the orchestra was going to play another one of my compositions before to introduce Atlanta audiences to the music. And he performed, I believe, the season before a piece called Ash, which is for orchestra. And then I was also invited to take part in a competition. They had a new music competition of composers, and he wanted me to be one of the judges. So I remember going down to Atlanta several times before the premiere of Javelin.
Part of the reason I ask is I was wondering if any of the music in Javelin was written with particular sections or players of the orchestra in mind. There's some wonderful winds passages, and horns are prominent.
I don't think specifically in this case it was. Sometimes that can be an inspiration when you know an orchestra well and there are sections or actual individual players that really inspire you. That can have a big impact on how you write for them. But I knew Atlanta Symphony by reputation, being a terrific instrument that plays so cohesively and so dramatically together. And I did have that in mind.
As you look back, do you feel that you conveyed the essence of the games through Javelin? Does it express everything you had hoped? Or do you think, should I have had a little bit more of an anthem in mind? How does it feel to you 22 years later?
Well, the commission, as we said, was never, like in the case with John Williams, of writing a designed fanfare that they could use not only for the games but for the television broadcast. So, in fact, I never wrote what I would call an Olympics theme. I wanted to write a piece that reflected feelings that people might have around sportsmanship, athleticism, and if the music can inspire or is meant to inspire an athlete to go to their limit or even transcend their limit, then I feel I've succeeded. I'm very self-critical, and not that I rewrite often, but I will hear pieces in the past and say, I could have gone down that left turn there, and then that whole new thing would have opened up. I wonder why I didn't. But somehow after a piece is written, especially after it has been recorded, in this case twice, it kind of gets, as they say in the theater, the show gets frozen, and one kind of accepts it for all of its humanity, both pluses and minuses. And so I can't imagine ever rewriting anything with that or doing anything differently. It kind of takes on its own life.
Well, I think it's held up beautifully, that soaring sensation still conveys the optimism and the spirit of what I think the games really should be about, which is not nationalism.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Thank you for saying that. I share in that opinion. And it's not about the countries. It's about the athletes.
Well, this has really been a joy talking with you about this very joyous music. And I hope we get to speak again.
Well, my pleasure, and congratulations on such a wonderful career, Lois, spanning all of these years. I'm a big fan of your work.
Thank you so much. Oh, a mutual admiration.